You know, we've had a good couple of months going through 2011, looking at what we can do to get better. You know, just not Rex, myself, and the rest of the organization. I think you're seeing a lot of sincerity in it. And the only thing we can take from 2011 is, you know, the lessons from it. And I think with Rex, what you see is what you get. And we couldn't be more lucky that he's our head coach. And we're going to go forward into our fourth year, taking the lessons from all 3 years. And but he's a very genuine guy that wants to be very good at what he does. And we've asked ourselves a lot of hard questions over the last couple of weeks.
He says that he thinks the rashes that he showed right here last year at the guarantee
for
the team. Do you really think
there's
a correlation?
Well, I think, you know, Rex, you know, he's his own, you know, toughest critic. And that's what leadership is, and, you know, taking on his own shoulders. So there's a lot of things we all could have done better, obviously. You know, 8-8's not good enough for the standards we hold for ourselves or the, you know, standards Mr. Johnson has for us. So, you know, I'll let Rex speak for himself, but we're just glad he's our coach, and but what you see is what you get. You know, he's looking at ways to get better, and refine his approach not only with the media but with the team, and always looking for ways to improve.
With the Ferguson move, you're pushing the money into the future. Are you comfortable with that? And teams have gotten in trouble with that, you know, in the past. It's kind of a risky strategy.
Yeah, Bart, we feel really good about our plan. You know, we have a good long-term plan. Ari Nissim heads up our contract negotiations. Him and Jackie Davidson do a great job. So we have a plan, and we feel really good about it, not just short-term, but long-term.
So you're okay with pushing money into it?
Yeah, like I said, we have a plan that's very detailed. You know, it budgets for things that come up over the next couple of years, and we feel good about it.
How important is it to have another quarterback that maybe puts a little more pressure Mark Sanchez, if he is your starter, to have a number two that you can feel maybe more comfortable about when he's been there?
Yeah, we feel good about Mark. You know, I really believe in the philosophy that, you know, the tape sets the floor and character sets the ceiling. I think Mark wants to be great, and I don't think if we brought in any other quarterback, that's going to make Mark drive to be any better. You know, like Rex, Mark's his own self worst critic. He wants to be great, and that's what we like about Mark, and we're fortunate he's our starter. You look at the balance of his 3 years, 4 road playoff wins, there's a lot of good there. With that said, he has to play better, he has to play more consistent. We think he will, regardless, you know, who's behind him. With that said, over the next couple of months, you know, could our quarterback position as a whole look different? Absolutely, but, you know, we'll see how the offseason unfolds.
If you ask Rex, how do you like the addition of Tony Sperano?
Tony's been great. You know, we're really fortunate to get him. You know, I knew of him, knew him a little bit, you know, through Coach Parcells. I think he'll be a great addition to us. You know, Northeast guy, knows the division well. There's just a lot to like. I picked his brain on, you know, not just offense, you know, his approach to the draft, his approach to building a roster. You know, he got a lot of wisdom and lessons, you know, that obviously happened down in Miami, and I wanted him to bring all those things up there. And I told him, you know, you're not just here for Mark Sanchez, you're here for me. Like, get me better. What'd you guys do? Because obviously they did a lot of good things, you know. To win the division in year one was quite an accomplishment.
Rex talked a little bit about the moves that you guys make or may not make as a result of what New England does. How much do you consider what goes on in terms of the rest, not just in New England, but the rest of the division when you guys make a cool
look? Absolutely. You know, we want to win the division. And, you know, Coach Belichick and those guys, obviously they do a great job. Their record speaks for themselves. With that said, you know, we split with Miami and Buffalo, you know, They're a tough team to play, especially up there. Chan Gailey has a very creative offense, and when they go four wides, you know, our fourth corner better be able to cover their fourth receiver. So, without question, you know, you have to look at that. You know, look at Miami size up front on both sides of the ball. You know, the Kendall Langfords, it just seems like Odrick. They just keep rolling bigger guys after bigger guys. So, our offensive linemen, one of the critical factors is, you know, can they block those guys? So, when we draft a guy like Slauson, it's absolutely with that in mind. And then, obviously, you know, Tom Brady, and, you know, can Kyle Wilson cover Wes Welker? And yeah, all those things are really important because you're playing those teams 6 times a year.
You play Gronkowski and Hernandez twice a year, and 2 safeties are going to be free agents. And again, we have another draft where it's not very deep at safety. What's kind of your take on that position? In general, the draft is a difference in need.
Well, just the fact that we have a couple guys that are up, you know, that's a position we'll be looking at. You know, Eric Smith's under contract, we know that he's helped us win a lot of games, and he'll certainly be back. With that said, you know, I look at any position as a big continuum. You know, we'll look at, you know, potential trades, potential signings of free agency, the draft, you know, claiming guys on Labor Day. And, you know, Scott Cohen does a great job. We've had a lot of good players over the Labor Day weekend the last couple of years, Marcus Dixon in particular. So I think pro scouting that time of year is a very underestimated way of improving your team. So, you know, between now and Labor Day, you know, that's a position we'll be looking at. But there's not any one column, the draft or free agency, that's going to drive a decision. We're going to look at it over the course of a six-month period.
How different was it this year and in the process having free agency?
I haven't been asked that, so no problem. No, you know, again, for us, it's just a big continuum. You know, we're always going to look at our own guys first, see where we are. And I think coming out of Indy, you know, getting a sense of what we think is the depth of the draft, that could affect our strategy a little bit preliminarily in free agency. And it's a little bit more of, I would say, like the normal rhythm of the offseason, going back to the way it was, obviously throwing out the lockout year. So it'll certainly, we could tweak things, but having free agency first at least gives us a chance to, you know, go into the draft with a little bit more certainty than we did, let's say, a year ago.
How confident are you that Holmes and Sanchez can relationship or have a relationship?
Yeah, I think if you just go back to 2010, Bart, they won a lot of games together as New York Jets, so I think it's there. I think we've seen it. I don't think it's a conjecture. I don't think it's a projection. I think we saw them be successful. With that said, you know, obviously last year things didn't go the way we had hoped, and we're going to put a lot of time, effort, and resources to make sure, you know, we could correct those things. But the fact that they've played well as Jets together under this coaching staff gives me every reason to believe that, you know, any issue that came up last year is very solvable.
Is that many reasons why you know, a lot of teams are faced with a situation like that might just get rid of the player? Did you think back to 2010 and think, you know, there's an example of them hanging out together and that's why we're doing it?
Right. Right. No question. You know, the fact that they did do it before, you know, gives us a lot of hope. And I think, you know, especially in my position, my job is to take the long-term view, you know, the old expression, you know, measure twice and cut once. And you just can't be reactionary to any one game. And, you know, let's face it, you know, we leave Washington, D.C. 8-5 feeling pretty good about things. And then, you know, to the season to end on a three-game losing streak makes us all feel terrible and ask ourselves a lot of questions. But with that said, I think you have to take a reasoned, balanced approach and say, okay, here's what's fixable, here's what's not, and where we are now in February, we really feel good about things, feel good about our plan.
You said earlier, Mark Sanchez's mental makeup, especially, you don't think he's effective if you bring in another quarterback. But do you think it would do him any good to once and for all he's Peyton Manning for
the rest? Well, again, like, you know, we believe it, Mark. You know, I think he's going to continue to be a winning NFL quarterback that's started and won a lot of games for the Jets, and we're excited that he's here. With that said, just philosophically, my general approach is when there are opportunities for the team, I have a fiduciary duty to the team to look into it. The day he got hired, I meant what I said, every rock, every day. And the people that I'm honored to work with every day, I think if they say one thing about me is I mean what I say. We're looking at every opportunity every day to get better. And that goes for the CFL, the Arena League. We already talked about what we do on Labor Day. And that's just my philosophical approach. But with that said, I feel great about Mark. And what my comments were I think Mark innately wants to be great. I've seen him every day compete, practice, work, deal with injuries, and everything you'd want in a leader, everything you'd want in a quarterback, Mark has. And I feel we're really fortunate that he's our guy and continue to be our guy, and we expect we'll do a lot of great things with him. Yeah, you know, you can look at certainly the Giant game, the Bronco game. We didn't get it done for probably a lot of reasons. You know, you're playing Tim Tebow on a short week Thursday night. And again, I'm not making excuses, but, you know, he did that to a lot of teams. You know, Victor Cruz obviously made a great play, and he's done that to a lot of teams. You know, with that said, I think we put in a fair amount of resources into our corners. But again, we're always looking into matchups and, you know, why did we lose those eight games? So that'll be a factor in our decision making. Yeah, I think we're in good shape. You know, Bart asked something similar. You know, we have a good plan and feel like we know where we are for the next couple of years, and you know, Ari Nissen does a great job, and you know, we'll have room to improve the team, like we'll plan every year, and we're just in the middle of a long-term plan.
How did you arrive at your strategy of doing one-minute? Is it interesting to you that two teams can be so different and still have similar
success? Yeah, I can only speak about us. I mean, we do study everybody. I do believe in quality over quantity. You know, that's just based on a lot of research and what's a replaceable part and you know what the odds of success are in every round. With that said, when you trade up, you are risking a lot, you know, because you're giving up other resources. But you know, be it David Harris, Darrell Revis, you know, our track record is pretty clear. You know, we will do that, but you better be right. And you know, fortunately for us, when we've done it, we've done it with players that are good players and good character. And if they don't meet a lot of very specific criteria, we're not going to trade up. We just feel like the times we have, it's just been opportunistic. And we've run a lot of scenarios where, hey, if this guy's there, you know, should we do it? And it goes through a lot of filters to get to where those situations occur. And I would just think that we've been fortunate to take advantage of them, you know, when they've been, you know, available.
Some late round picks. Do you have a belief that you can get similar or almost the same players as undrafted free agents, like maybe a 6 or 7 round pick?
Yeah, and I think, again, that goes back to Pro Scout. I think you can claim players at the end, and we've done that, you know, a few times over the last couple of years. You know, most notably, again, a guy like Marcus Dixon, you know, a guy, waiver claims that could come in and help you. I do believe in that. I think, you know, our guys, Brendan Proffitt and Scott Cohen, do a really good job with it. Yeah, Jay, he's a priority for us. You know, we've had some talks with his agent. You know, nothing's, you know, imminent there, but, you know, Sione's a guy that's, you know, I'm proud that we drafted him, and, you know, within reason, we're going to do what we can to keep him.
Would you do the franchise?
Yeah, I don't want to tip my hand. You know, I'm sure Brian Mackler's going to get a transcript of this, so.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.